Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie for you on this Tuesday. What do you got for us today, huh?
All right, well, you guys have been talking about Juan Soto a lot, but this is an interesting one. All right, start with UBT.
Okay.
Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. Juan Soto will not sign in New York.
I think that's a bold-faced lie. I think he's staying here. I think he's going to be either on the Yankees or the Mets. I do worry a little bit about Toronto. We've talked about that. Not concerned about Boston or the Giants or even the Dodgers. I think it's here or in Toronto, and if it's Toronto, it is a reckless offer that even Cohen might walk away from.
I'm confused by the question because you're like, it's double negatives there, no?
Or maybe not signing in New York.
So you could have just said Juan Soto will sign in New York. And to that I would say bald-faced truth. So I guess if you're saying he will not sign in New York, I would say that is a bald-faced lie. I'm with BT. I think he's coming to the Mets. I mean, I don't know how many times I got to say it over the course of a year plus. Juan Soto will be a Met. I feel stronger about that now more than ever.
There's 30 teams. There's two of them in New York.
Yeah.
There's more likely he goes somewhere else. Just saying.
Is that? I think your math is off on that, Hoff. If there are 30 teams and two of them are in New York, how is it more likely that he would go somewhere else?
In general, there's more likely there's 28 other teams.
Yeah, there's 28 or 30 other teams. What is it, 30 teams of base or 32?
Right,
yeah, there's 28 other landing spots, but he's not going to the A's or the Tigers.
We have two chances to get him.
Oh, yeah. That's another way to look at it,
too. So how is that not mathematically in our favor?
New York versus the field. You're taking New York is what you're saying.
Yes, I am taking New York.
We phrased that question several different ways and come to the same conclusion. He ain't leaving. Now you can't leave.
All right, what's number two?
All right, Sal, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Igor Shesterkin will break the record for biggest contract for a goalie.
You know, I'm going to say yes. I think the Rangers do it. BT, I did this because we haven't talked Rangers at all so far. And we'll get into them at some point. So I did this on the WFAN Daily podcast yesterday with Casey Hudson, who I could not recommend. She was fantastic, an NHL expert. And she actually said that she thinks the Rangers would be better off by not paying Igor. Similar to what you're saying for
Judge
Soto. But the cap restrictions, whatever, but paying the goalie a record amount, whatever, would be $11.5 million, and they have holes in front of them. It was hard to hear that info, but she's legit and was given that info. So I understand where she was coming from. I still think, I just can't imagine the Rangers letting him go or not giving him what he wants. So I think it is a bald face truth. He will break the record for goalies. Check it out, by the way, the WFAN Daily podcast.
I'm going to say bald-faced truth as well. I don't think the Rangers are playing great. I know they're winning here, but they're being outshot a lot, four of the last six? So their goalies are being put to the test.
That
quite
was her
a bit.
Point.
Okay, all right. See? You should have had me on as a guest. You didn't need her. I mean, Shesterkin's been great, but Quick's had a couple of games where he's had like 35, 37 saves as well. So, listen, I just think that when you get one of those players, whether it's Ewing, whether it's Henrik Lundqvist at the Garden, he stays at the Garden.
I know, but it doesn't
bold face truth.
She also, it doesn't mean that it's the right thing.
Uh-huh.
She also referenced Lundqvist, and like she's right, like, yeah, we had Lundqvist, that's great, but ultimately they never had enough to be a Stanley Cup winning team. Like the Panthers have a good goalie. Maybe Igor's better, but would you rather have their team or would you rather have
I don't know
the goalie
on their team. I'm not sure.
No, me neither. By the way, which is why I had her on. By the way,
I'd take the results.
There is a huge game tonight at the Garden. Rangers hosting the Winnipeg Jets, who are 14-1.
Jets are crushing it.
They're rolling.
It's the opposite of my Jets.
I was going to say a Jets team that I actually win. All right, Hoff, what do you got?
Speaking of the Jets, all right, 2025 NFL draft. The Giants and Jets will both be drafting in the top four. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. BT.
It's a bald-faced lie. I think that the Giants have a very good chance to draft. You said top four, right?
Yeah, and why
top
four, not five?
Well, because in 2018, they did the same thing. So
okay, so he's connecting some threads here. Giants,
7 years ago.
Giants, very, very, very strong belief that they will. I don't think that the Jets will. The Jets will mess around, then they might beat the Colts or might beat Miami once if Miami's disinterested, even though they won last night. So, no, there's no way the Giants are picking, the Jets are going to pick four. Bald-faced lie.
When I think of it that way, like, what do the Jets do? I know they're going to run it with Rodgers and he's going to play until he gets hurt, but, like, the reality is, what good is winning any of these games going
to
do?
Nothing, which is why when I was saying yesterday that I want them to, you started yelling at me because I want them to lose.
You said you root for your team to lose. I'm just saying, like, there are many spots. Like, last year, I believe the Giants did the right thing by trying to win games. They're trying to build something.
Mm-hmm.
This year, and they were doing it in a different way. This year, like, we already know, now everybody knows, we've known, but now everybody knows Daniel Jones isn't it? There's nothing that can come good of winning games the rest of the way. I don't even want to hear about building a foundation. No. That happened last year, not now. And with the Jets, like, they're better off just blowing everything up, which is going to happen. There's going to be a new general manager, a new head coach. The quarterback's 40 years of age. Like, there's no purpose to watch the Jets the rest of the way. There's no purpose to having Rodgers play and try to win any of these games. But you're probably right. I mean, they're going to mess around and win a few games, meaningless
games. Six wins-ish.
I mean, I don't know if they're getting that. Right now, the Giants are number two. They're tied with Jacksonville.
Okay.
But I guess tiebreakers, whatever.
Jets are what, 7 or 8, something like that?
Jets are nine. 8, excuse me. Are 8.
Yeah.
Right there with the Panthers.
Oh, God. Now, the good thing for the Giants, and this is interesting, because the Jaguars, they're not taking a quarterback. So, now, I'm sure that they would trade out of that spot, and obviously somebody would be willing to trade with
Tennessee's going to take a quarterback.
No question. I think the
Cleveland's
Browns could
take a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Vegas, as you were saying, right?
Vegas,
New Orleans. Who knows?
I'm going to have some competition.
Jets.
I think the Jets could too.
I mean,
I think they should
try to trade up. Yeah.
I'm moving on from Rodgers. In case you can't. I'm done with Rodgers.
I know
there's no going back. I'm out. It's over.
Sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like...
No, there's no killing going on. Don't start playing the
like
name on the podcast. No.
You've got the Unkillable podcast, but it sounds like you've been killed.
No, I've just moved on to a different chapter. Reading the book.
Can I just throw one second?
Throw whatever you want.
Dude, we did this 2 years ago when we got Aaron Rodgers. Hey, he could show Zach Wilson how to play quarterback.
Uh-huh.
This is actually the perfect timing. It's like the Jets suck. They're not winning anything. Draft the quarterback and Aaron Rodgers can show him what to do.
That's what I would do.
It's perfect.
But I would draft the quarterback. I just don't know if he's going to be as willing to eventually sit down.
And think about it. You bring in a real head coach, right? You bring in a real head coach trying to build the foundation of an organization. He talks with Rodgers and said, look, this is how it's going to be. We'd love to have you to be the guy for this year until we decide to go to the next guy. But this is what it is here. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Okay.
That's how I would do it. Now, let's say Rodgers is on board for doing that. He's got something to prove to New York, wants to groom fine. The Jets win some games next year while grooming the next quarterback. It's a better spot than the Giants, who are like, there's nobody there to groom the next quarterback.
Number one, do you think the Jets are going to really, truly hire an established winning coach?
They have to.
Okay, but do you think they do? There's only two options, Vrabel or Belichick. Belichick ain't going there.
No. I think the answer is no.
I think they wind up with a coordinator or Gruden as well.
Yeah.
They probably go coordinator. Maybe bring back Rex,
maybe they trade for McVay. I mean,
let's have Rex operate the transition to the 22-year-old quarterback eventually.
It's going to be great. I would want no part of Rex. I wanted Rex this year in the short term. I thought Rex could maybe make... I'm not hiring Rex and then having him be the guy for another two or three years.
But I ask you that question because I don't think that... And maybe I'm selling him short. Maybe they finally do. I don't think they get that established head coach. And because I don't think they'll get the established head coach, they won't have the coach who's got the juice to actually pull the reins from Rodgers to say, okay, time to sit down, time for the young kid to play.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets all muddled that I don't want to deal with it.
I get it. You want a clean slate.
I do. I do. BT. It didn't work out. What do you want me to say?
BT.
I was all for Rodgers. It didn't work, and I'm moving on.
I was all for it the first time. I would have made some changes going into last year. They doubled down, and predictably, they fell flat on their face yet again.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.